This is MSO Sports, talking now with Christian Hansen, the St. John's Prep hockey coach. And coach, road warriors you guys have been, and another big one today on Sunday.
Yeah, we actually just did the math. That's seven consecutive road games. I really didn't pay attention to it, like, in the moment, but today we just wrapped up the seventh one, and obviously a really big conference win for us at UMass Boston against BC High.
All right, tell me about BC High. You guys, I mean, a great rivalry in all sports, but in hockey in particular. And what does this game mean, and what were you expecting, Coach? I know we talked a couple of days ago, and every Catholic Conference game is a force.
Yeah, so BC High came out really strong today. They were ready to go. Coach Flaherty did a really nice job of having them prepared. They built a 2-0 lead on us, and probably it must have been the first 6 minutes of the game. They were just relentless on the puck, and we were kind of back on our heels and maybe not quite ready for that type of push to start the game. And thankfully, a goal by Jake Vanna got us on the board and kind of changed the complexion of the game after that.
Boy, it's a name you always hear. So he's Mr. Reliable sometimes.
Yeah, no question. We love Jake, and he does so many different things. He's a huge asset to our team.
Coach, every game is so important with the team, and they know it. And as we've talked many, many, many times, you know, you got the target on and so on. To what do you attribute the fact that BC got out to such a good start, 2-0?
So, I mean, obviously you kind of talked about it when you started off there, that it's a rivalry game. You know, we've had a lot of really big games with BC High over the years. So every time we get together, it's always a battle. And UMass Boston is a real tough rink to play in for us. You know, we've had some success there the past 3 years. But prior to that, we probably didn't win a game at UMass Boston for maybe 3 or 4 years before that.
Wow.
They really had our number at UMass Boston. So it's just a tough place to play. And today was a Sunday, just like last week. That's not a day that we're used to playing on.
Well, you know, not that, Coach, but you mentioned the away games, and I know that most coaches don't lend a lot of credence to that, especially, you know, in high school hockey where the rides aren't that long. But for St. John's Prep, you guys do travel far and wide, and I'm sure it'll be great to get back to the Danvers Essex here pretty soon. But in terms of fatigue, does that factor in bus rides?
Yeah, I mean, no question. We went to Marlboro on Wednesday. That's an hour and a half. You know, I could see it in us in warm-ups, and the both games prior to that were in Canton, which was over an hour. So, you know, if you're spending an hour plus on a bus, that means we have to get to the rink earlier, load the stuff on the bus, sit on a bus, kind of get stiff sitting on the bus, and then you got to get off and try to loosen up. But it's not your home rink, so you're trying to find a spot to kind of find your own routine. So it's a challenge on the road, and we're certainly looking forward to getting home and the comfort of our own locker room and just our own environment.
Absolutely, and great effort so far. Okay, Coach, finally, tell me about the game, and Deuce Morton got the Derek Hines Fund helmet, so tell me how you guys came back from that 2-0 deficit.
Yeah, so, like I said, we came out a little bit flat, but I really kind of want to credit BC High because they just pushed so hard. Jake got us on the board, makes it 2-1, but then shortly after that, on a really nice pass from Christian Rosa to Jack Daugherty, one of our senior captains, Jack came down the right-hand side, and he just really lasered a shot to the far top corner, knocked the goalie's water bottle out, and that tied it at 2. And that was a really important goal for us to get that tied up at 2. That's where the period ended. And then we went into the second. We scored on the power play. So we led 3-2 after 2. And then depth-wise, I think I've talked about this before. We've been strong in the third because we're a little bit fresher, and I thought that was the case today. We scored twice in the third period. The first one, Christian Roser on the power play, and then Jake Vanna rounded out the scoring to make it 5-2. And once Jake got that fifth one, that really kind of ended the game with, say, 6 or 7 minutes left.
Well, congratulations, Coach. I just wonder, as you guys are back on your way home now, do you take a breather? Do you have a day off, or right back at the rink and practice on Monday?
Yeah, that's a good question, because we don't normally play on Sunday, so normally Sunday's our off day. and we got MC on Wednesday. So yeah, we'll talk about it tonight as a staff. And you know, those load management days are kind of important in the grind of the rink. Sometimes it's nice to be able to just relax when after school. So I'll tell the boys that you gave me an idea to give them a day off.
Okay, that'll be great. Hey, Christian, thanks so much, man. Be well. We'll talk to you later. Congratulations.
All right, thank you. Talk soon.
Thanks, Coach. Bye-bye. That is Christian Hansen, the St. John's Prep hockey coach. With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore.